And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're not in the world headquarters. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right across from SeaWorld here for the big event. It's the pre-summer kickoffs sale and event here. Steve Pinard is here, and we've got an amazing array of people here displaying and showing and talking, and we're going to have a lot of them here on the show. So stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at Dana Landing on Mission Bay for an awesome sale day. Man, this is going to be a great one.
Fantastic. And look who's here.
Yeah.
The legend. Man. The legend himself.
What's up, Jack?
With Corey Sandin. Jack is going to be in the booth with Corey Sandin. Is that
all
right? Yeah. You want to know calico fishing. This is the man you want to see right here. This guy's caught more calicos than anybody here put together, I think, for sure. That's just an example of what's going on here at Dana Landing. Good morning, Steve Pinard.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Steve?
Put together quite the show here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's great.
It's about what we wanted to do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about it. So this is like a summer kickoff sale, right?
It's exactly. I mean, the title says it, just kind of rolling into season here, which is kind of right on schedule. You know, we brought a bunch of booths. I think there's 20-something booths of manufacturers from real companies to a couple clothing companies, you know, Fishworks, Salty Crew, Daiwa's here.
California Flyer.
Yeah, California Flyer. And then, you know, Ron, you know, we have
Gamakatsu Sea Falcon with Rick, yeah.
Yep, and then the, you know, both Maui Jim and Costa here.
Olakai.
Olakai. Yeah, they're having a huge sale at Olakai.
That's
they're,
awesome.
They're finishing up their sample sale.
Oh,
so,
no kidding.
Yeah, you can't buy the stuff for what they're selling it for.
Whoa,
so. And
that's
all,
cool.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, they have four racks of stuff. And then, you know, we'll go into it, but there's specials on everything. And even if you want to buy a pair of Olakai, or I'll put it this way. If you want to buy a pair of shoes, they're 15% off. If you want a pair of sunglasses, they're 15% off. So if you can't get it out front, bring it in, you're still going to get a better deal than we're typically allowed to do. So
that's awesome.
So pretty much everything. So buy two, get one free on hooks and lures?
Correct.
Wow. 15% off all clothing, eyewear, Costa, Maui Gym, whatever you have.
Off sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglasses. Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what you're
doing. Well, I'm allowed
here
to say names,
yeah,
right? But you guys can.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Gamakatsu hooks, buy two, get one free. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All that stuff. So, and basically, everything's on sale.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything's on sale. So, and a beautiful day here at Dana Landing, which is right across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Launcher. Busy morning here at the launch ramps, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Needless to say, I've been a little nervous about with the wind. I mean, I think a couple of days ago, this stuff would have been all in the, you know, in the ocean with the 20 knots of breeze we're getting every morning. So
First day of dawn wind we've had in
it's
2 weeks.
Epic this
it
morning.
Is, yeah.
And this couldn't be better.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a good day to be at Dana Landing.
And the fish have been biting so good. To have all this stuff on sale with the fishing as good as it is, today is it is. It's going to be an epic day.
Yep,
perfect weather,
sure.
Great sale, really nice seminars coming up. This is going to be a great one.
Yep.
Tell us about the seminars.
So we have Corey, your partner here. Corey is going to be doing a seminar at 9:30 to 10:30. Obviously, a standard inshore fishing, you know, wealth of knowledge for sure. And then Dwayne Diego will be here. This is a lot of his event, too. So he's going to be here doing a seminar at 10:30 to 11:30. And I think he's going to be doing it. A lot of it's going to be bluefin fishing, but a lot of it's going to be fishing that California flyer, you know, yummy type flyer.
And the guys from California Flyer here also at the booth, right?
Yep.
Ryan and Jazz are here, and to hear from them. They've got some new lures, too, which is kind of cool. You see those lures that they have?
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And Rory's here from Traeger. He's cooking up lunch, huh?
Yeah.
All about? So what's he cooking?
Salty dogs.
Salty dogs. And that's going to be available here about 12:15?
I think earlier than that.
Earlier.
We're kind of right after Dwayne's thing. And then at some point here, we're going to have a Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, boy.
That it'll be free. You're going to have to get a ticket type thing. And then Salty Crew has got a bunch of beer here.
Yeah.
So.
And Ron Lane's over there. I see Ron Lane over there, Fast Lane Kayaks. He's got all his kayaks. I know he's got a big sale going on kayaks and also Salty Crew gear and stuff like that in his shop, too, right?
Yes, same thing next door. This is kind of a Dana Landing thing.
Yes.
Even the guys from H&H Marine are here, which, you know, we do a lot with Freedom Boat Clubs here.
Yeah.
So the whole property is kind of represented.
Yeah, Jeff's here from H&H.
He's on his way, I guess.
He'll be here soon.
His boats are here.
Yeah, talking about all the different things he has. So first of all, we should wish a big happy birthday to Harold Davis.
Wow.
Hey,
how about
right
that,
on,
huh?
Happy birthday, Harold.
I'm not going to tell you how old he is.
I was going to say.
But he's getting really old.
Yeah.
Happy birthday for all he does.
The guy's
still
an Iron Man.
Still in double digits.
No, he's still good. Yeah, and so he's having a big happy birthday today, Harold, and a lot going on here. Let's see. So Hoos is here with Costa, and also I want to mention, too, that our good buddy is here from who am I looking for here? Conway Bowman's here with a Cast for Hope. He's going to tell us about that. That's a really cool organization that he's raising money to take kids fly fishing, which is really cool, And Conway's still doing some guide trips here?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
the boat's right down there.
Yeah.
He's put a lot of effort on that Cast Hope thing, kind of all on his shoulders.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Lots of notes here. So, and don't forget, the one and only John White is here, too. If you need some advice on what to buy, what lures to buy for the bay, for the whatever fishing, he's here to help out.
You know it.
Yep. Yeah. So that's going to be really good. So anyway, Gary, if you can go run and get Ryan or Jazz from the California Flyers, let's hear what they have to say. So go and grab them, and we're just going to basically kind of do a round robin here of all the different people that are here talking different fishing and stuff like that and what they're going to be doing here.
That's what's so fun about a day like today is there are so many different vendors and people here. It's just going to be great. Yeah, lots of great fishing info to talk about today.
Yeah, and I see Ron's got Bruce surf over there too. They have those inflatable as well as regular stand-up paddle boards. They make a very affordable paddle boards, and that's real fun. And also I should mention, too, that Fishing Reps, Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai, is here. He's going to be representing War Baits, Bixby Motors, and he's got kicker jigs and a whole bunch of stuff. He's a new rep and a lot of fun.
And he's kind of set up in the CCA area there?
Yeah. Well, no, actually. CCA's over there, yeah. I forgot all about CCA. Chris and Wayne are here from CCA, and that's fun. Hey, Rick from Gamakatsu, come on over here. See you wandering around, and we want to talk about Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon. Go ahead and sit down. Yeah, have a seat. Sit down. Yeah, wherever's comfortable for you. We got an extra place there. Put the headphones on and pull that mic down. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. So, Gamakatsu, you have a lot of stuff, Sea Falcon, Gamakatsu, and tell us about the new soft baits. Those are really cool.
Yeah, the new DuraScent stuff. They just brought that in, I don't know, but we just got it in probably about a month ago in the inventory. Great for the surf fisher and great for the guys in the bay. It's a scented product, very, very stretchy.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that you don't put with your regular plastics because it'll eat it up, but it works, and it's got some great. I've got everything here, so if you're a surf guy or a bay guy, we've got some sandworms, different colors. We've got the crab, the shrimp, and some squids. So
that DuraScent shrimp looks really good for the bay.
Yeah, it should work great. It should work
and
great.
And it's the type of thing, you pin that thing on a lead head, and you'll catch 50 fish off of the same bait.
That's right. That's
really? Cool. So it's going to last. Yeah. It's not going to be torn up after each fish.
No, it's a pretty good. It's a pretty good bait.
So wait a minute. If it's going to last that long, how are you going to make money on it?
They'll just keep buying it. They're going to try different colors.
Different colors.
They're going to tell their friends. So it'll work out.
So how are you going to rig it? How are you going to rig it? What Gamakatsu hook are you going to put on?
Well, we've got a bunch of lead heads. I mean, so many different lead heads that would work fine. And I think most guys are going to do it that way. The squid would be a little different. You're probably going to work that a little bit different, like a hoochie, that type of thing. But in the surf, just a small lead head, the shrimp, you could put like just a small lead head and work it across the bottom, work it through the eelgrass, all that stuff is going to work.
Yeah, or drop shot in the bay.
Yeah, drop shot in the bay would work
totally.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, fun. And so what about Gamakatsu? You got some great Gamakatsu hooks here, too, and buy two, get one free on Gamakatsu here today?
Yeah, Johnny and Steve were nice enough to do the buy two, get one free. And if you buy any product from Gamakatsu, you come out to our booth, and what we're going to do is we're going to put you in a drawing for a $250 package. It's a big G7000 box.
Oh, cool.
With a Sea Falcon lure, a couple of hats, a pair of pliers, the way to rig the lure, a new 3,500 deep blue box.
Nice.
And it's coming with a rod holder. So it's $250, $300 retail value.
That G7000 box is really cool, too. It's like a totally modular tackle box. So, like, it's got different parts and pieces that snap in and snap out. If you want, you know, vertical jig storage, you snap that in. If you want rocket launchers because you're going on sport boats, you can snap those to the outside.
Yeah.
If you don't want it, you can pop them off.
I have one. I really
like
it.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You guys did a really good job of that.
And along with that, if they purchase $30.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. If they purchase $30 worth of Gamakatsu, and if you buy two, get one free in a, you know, a couple of ring hook packages, you're there anyway, you know. So most guys are going to take advantage of this at the 33% savings, so they're going to come out here, and then we're going to give them a little blue box. It's a lure box, so it's two-sided, reversible, so they can take their Sea Falcon jigs in there. They could put tatty lures in there. It's a pretty – I have one on display at the booth, so you'll be able to see.
I love those boxes.
Yeah.
They're great.
And now that's just supplies last. We hope we sell out.
Yeah.
But if we do, and you come by, you're a little bit late.
Then you can enjoy a free salty group beer and don't worry about it.
That's right. But you're still going to get in the drawing, and we're going to do the drawing. All I really need is a cell phone number. You have to be present to do it. And at 12:30, we'll do the drawing, they'll be able to take that home with them because it's all here.
That's awesome. So, again, you buy two, get one free in Dana Landing.
In
you
Dana
buy
Landing.
The hooks in the store. Then you come to you.
Come to me. You can sign up. for you. We have another couple of free gifts too. If you just sign up for our newsletter, we're going to give you a gator or a little glasses cleaner. That says Gamakatsu on it, and then you get the blue box for a $30 purchase, and you get in the drawing.
That's the drawing. Awesome.
But if you just buy one pack of hooks, I'm going to get you in the drawing.
Wow. Okay. Right. Don't buy one. Buy two, you get one free.
Exactly. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about Sea Falcon lures?
We have some Sea Falcon.
Buy two, get one free on those, too.
I don't know if he's doing jigs. I don't know what Johnny has, but I think the jigs are
Is it jigs?
It's all jigs.
Yeah, jigs.
We have a lot more Sea Falcon there just to look at in the booth than Johnny has here in stock, because one of the reasons is we had an inventory issue, and now we're back in stock. So anything that's in that booth, Johnny will order for you if you want.
Cool. All right. Well, Rick, Gamakatsu and Sea Falcon, and now the new Duracent.
Yep.
Go by and check those Duracent out. So I think if you're a bay fisherman, a surf fisherman, you will be impressed with these.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Come by and visit, please.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
I'm confused already with all those specials. How can you go wrong?
The specials. Yeah. All right. So, so we have now, is it Ryan?
It's Ryan.
Ryan, come on, step up to the mic or sit down. Yeah, make yourself comfortable there. Put the headset on, Ryan, from
California Flyer.
California Flyer, yeah. So good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great day. So you guys are here showing off the Flyer, right?
Yeah. We have our booth set up. We've got some really good deals today on some of the stuff that, is normally marked up quite a bit more. We're blowing kites out for $100, and we've got...
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. And, a bunch of our hats and different swag is all on sale, stuff like that. And then we've got full kits available as well and answering questions, you know. So we're excited to be here.
And also through Dana Landing. So how does it work? If you want to buy one, which everybody's is going bluefin tuna fishing, has got to have a California Flyer on the boat.
I think it behooves you.
Yeah. If you want to buy one, how do we do it?
Just come right to our booth. We'll do all of our point of sale right there.
Okay.
And then, any deals can be worked out as well, and, you know, that kind of way. So if depending on what you're looking for, and you just come see us at the booth, you know.
I mean, kites at $100 is, you know, you're starting to flirt with half off there. Yeah. I mean, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
On a really, you know, on a SoCal design kite. I mean, you guys, you know, took what was around in the market and all the fishing that you guys have done, and then put all that knowledge into let's build a kite that's right for what we do and made a perfect one.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great kites out there, obviously, you know, from one to the next. There's not a whole ton of differences, but they all have their subtleties, you know, and we wanted, obviously, something that was branded with the product. And, you know, you're going to sell something that requires a kite, you should have a kite to go with it as well. And so they're really great kites. We've had great success using them. And, you know, unlike the one thing about them I really like is they come with a really stout tube that doesn't break apart. You know, most of the kites I've had over the years, I end up with a tube and a bunch of different pieces, you know. And
yeah, for sure.
So that's one nice thing, and they're made with really great material. So that's a great deal. It's probably the best deal that we've got for kites. You know, everybody needs an extra kite.
$100 kite is that's a big deal.
Yeah. And it's a kite that works.
Yeah, exactly.
A kite that actually flies.
You bet.
Put a balloon on it, fly it by itself. Either way.
You bet. We got balloons. Yeah. We have everything you could ever need. You know, extra terminal pieces for your kits. If anybody out there owns one, and you know, getting low on wings, rubber bands, carbon fiber pins, that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
Come see us. We can get you all tuned in with that stuff as well.
How did you develop this thing? You and Jazz put it together, basically developed this?
I won't take any credit for developing it, but, you know, Jazz was really the, you know, brainchild behind the idea, and, you know, he's got a lot of past experience with soft baits. You know, he was, originally had a company called Rogue Lures, and he was doing soft baits and, you know, major bass guy for a long, long time, and, you know, as his fishing career developed into more big game stuff and targeting these bluefin, you know, this idea for creating a lifelike synthetic flying fish that takes the place of, the ones you're going to run out of at some point in time during, you know, the chasing these fish. He, wanted something that was soft and realistic, you know, and so the idea came to life through just like a ton of prototypes. We went through so many different designs, and, you know, there's a lot of little pieces to that puzzle that made it come together, something that you can actually send to, you know, give to somebody that's never seen it before. They can pull it out of the package and they can put it together and send it out and use it, right? So we did a lot of research and development through me, because I'm on the water so much more than he was during the last couple years, and we came up with a pretty cool product. He's really the one behind the creation of it, though. I'm just more of an endorser and trying to help him get it out there and make sure people understand how to use it properly and that sort of thing. So
it's perfect. Like, it just looks perfect. I mean, it's very simple, and I mean that like in the best way. You know, I mean, it's perfect in its shape, it's perfect in its application, it's very easy to use. It's just, you guys just did it right.
Thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate that. Yeah, and I really have to give Jazz all the credit there, and you know, I'm just lucky enough to be part of the program, and you know, it's something that you don't see a lot of, right? Is a totally brand new, one of a kind lure that really impacts, you know, a fishing market in a way, you know, like the Southern California bluefin. I mean, it's a pretty, you can't argue with it. It's an amazing product. It works incredibly well.
It does work, yeah. And that's the thing. It's a great product that actually works, too. So I have a question. I have one.
Sure.
And they come with the small rubber bands. How many rubber bands do you want to put, like, on the hook, on the front, and stuff like that? What's the trick with that you've found?
You know, it's really, you got to really focus on your pinch points. So where you're getting a lot of stress on the rubber bands is where your J hook is being held to the lure. So where your leader connection goes to the eye of your J hook, you know, is where your kite's essentially lifting that lure from when you're fishing it. And so depending on sea conditions, you know, you can go through a lot of abuse on that point of contact or not so much in calm weather. And so if you're fishing in relatively calm seas, you know, less rubber bands, you know, you could do one or two over that J hook in the front. And then I just sort of like to streamline them back to the trailing treble hook. And so usually three or four of those clear rubber bands is good.
Okay.
And occasionally, if it's like really rough and we're out, you know, kind of just really pounding that lure into some wind chop, stuff like that, I'll take a number 32 rubber band and I'll wrap that around the eye of the J hook. And there's days where, you know, the fish are kind of, you know, really biting on a reaction basis. And so we're really working the lure with the rod in hand, really popping it, skipping it, you know, pop and skip, make the thing really fly and jump and make a lot of noise. And when you're doing that, you're going to put a lot of stress on that point as well. So more rubber bands in that department right at the J hook is probably your weakest link in everything else. Everything else trailing behind it doesn't really need much strength. It just needs a little bit of rubber band, you know, along that to just kind of keep that trailing treble in line with the bait. But all your stress and all your lift is right at the eye of the J hook where the connection is there. So
okay.
That's really, you know, make sure you take your time, put at least two there, I would say. And, you know, in a pinch, if you're in calm weather, just throw it out there with one on it, it's going to be fine, you know. But we really fish it hard, you know. We really make that
thing fly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to go out and, you know, fish that lure at 7-8 knots.
No kidding.
And a lot of people look at it, and it resembles a rigged dead flyer. So immediately your brain goes to, well, we're either going to use this as a dead drift bait where we're just going to kind of send it out and it's going to sit underneath our kite and maybe we're going to walk it back and forth from the boat, or we're going to really slow troll it. But, you know, you can really kick that thing up. You can really make it fly. And we've found our best bites and our best connections are from doing that.
That's awesome.
That's good advice. And that's the kind of advice you can get here at Dana Landing today. Just go up and see you or Jazz at the California Flyer booth and
absolutely
grab some more info on it. Well, thanks, Ryan. Appreciate your time, and thanks for being here, and thanks for creating a product that actually works.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you bet.
And let's not forget that, you know, that's a surrounding part of Dwayne's seminar coming up. We'll be, you know, fishing with that, too. I mean, there's going to be a lot of talk and a lot of pros, and you get to talk to the guys that made the lure, have the rigging. Like, it's a this is great.
And just what he was saying with the using another supplemental rubber band, working the bait, that kind of stuff, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to get from these guys to know how to use your bait
awesome.
Better.
Yeah, especially when you're in calm weather. You know, don't be afraid to kick the RPMs up and, you know, cover the ground and really, you know, you're going to get the bites are incredible.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just going real slow and really walking your bait along like you would do with a traditional, you know, fly.
Don't be afraid to move it.
Don't be afraid to fish it like a yummy flyer almost.
Really?
You know? Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome.
And so that's kind of the gap I find talking to a lot of people about using it and their success with it. kick the speed up a little bit and start fishing that thing like you really want one. And
okay.
And the bites, they come. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Fired up.
I always thought maybe you can only troll it 1-2 knots, but you're saying troll it 5, troll it 7, huh?
Especially if you've got the sea conditions. And a lot of days we have just very light variable winds here, and it's calm. And so, you know, you're creating a much more natural presentation that a real flying fish is going to.
They move.
It's emulating what they want, you know. And so you're triggering a bite out of a fish that might not really be that interested in one that's just going along the surface at 1 or 2 knots, you know. So you're getting them to commit to that bite and they eat it, you know. And that's what you want.
Good information.
That's great, yeah.
And again, that seminar today with you guys as well as Duane Diego. What time is that, Stephen?
I think it's 10:30.
10:30. Okay.
All right. Great guys.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks again.
All right. Your time.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. That's just a sample, just the start of some of the people that are here. We're going to have a lot more.
Yeah, it's a great day, and like you say, that's why you come down to the summer kickoff sale here at Dana Landing. So much great info, so much great fishing going on. Boy, we want to hear from you. If you want to come down and be a part of it, that's the way to do it. Just come down to Dana Landing right on Mission Bay, right at the Dana Launch Ramp across from SeaWorld. Can't miss it. Everybody knows Dana Landing. And, man, if you want to come down, we would love to hear from you. Step up to the microphone and ask a question. Just see Gary White. He'll get your questions into queue. And we have got some killer prizes for all of our people who step up to the microphone today. From everyone that gets to the microphone, we're going to do 2 prizes. So we're going to do a random draw at the end of the show for everybody who makes it up onto the mic. 2 winners today at the end of the show, one of which is going to win a brand new custom Anza fillet knife. What more do you say about Anza? The highest quality there, a brand new fillet knife for one lucky step up to the mic. And then a second is going to win a full Costa Del Mar package that includes a brand new Tuna Alley Pro pair of Costas, a Costa hat, a brand new Costa backpack, so a killer prize pack from Costa, including those great new Tuna Alley Pro sunglasses. So again, everybody that steps up to the mic is going to be eligible for that. If you want to give us a call this morning, we want to hear from you too. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's our phone number. Or you can text the show. The text the show option only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You can text all your questions to the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be reading them throughout the show. So many great guests. So much good info to cover. It's going to be a great one. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up microphone questions. You got a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Kosta sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Kosta is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Kosta was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Kosta has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at KostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. With sure Dwayne Diego there talking about some Kosta glasses, and you'll find both of those guys here. The killer Kosta booth is all set up outside. I saw a
Boos is here.
Right, of course
he's got
here.
His Groms here.
If there's a party that involves saltwater fishing, you could pretty much plan on the fact that Hoos is going to be there.
Hoos is here, yeah, for sure. And you know who else is here? It's Kevin Nakata, the Sea Samurai. Hey, Kevin, have a seat and put some headphones on and join us here at Dana Landing. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up,
morning.
Kevin?
Great to have you. So you have your rep business, fishing reps.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and what are you representing here at Dana Landing today?
So today we have Warbaits, we have Kicker, we have Bixby's on the water with on the Hobies.
Oh, no kidding.
The electric motors.
On the water demos?
On the water demos. We have two units down there.
That's cool.
One's on a compass and one's on a pro angler. And it's awesome. You get to go out there and cruise. Yesterday we were out there fishing on Mission Bay. We're doing about 5 miles an hour up and down the whole bay.
So now, Ricky, you were fortunate.
You
tell a story. I want to hear. You got to tell this story because this is something.
It tripped me out how tricked out Ron can make a kayak. So we were at Barrett on Wednesday, had a fantastic day, really good fishing. Dallas and I went. It was perfect.
Dallas is the queen of getting tickets. She is a master at it.
She's just good. No doubt. Yeah. So we got to go opening weekend. Opening Wednesday we were there, and then the following Wednesday, which was this last Wednesday. And we were, you know, the boats and motors at Barrett are very basic or perfect. You don't need any more, but, you know, they're provided part of your ticket. And it's just it's a 8-horse tiller steer little aluminum boat that's been rode hard, but works perfect. Anyways, we're going down the lake at full throttle on the lake, and we couldn't catch a guy that was in a tricked out fast lane kayak. Yeah, he had
a Bixby motor.
I'm sure it was the Bixby motor because we literally couldn't. I mean, he full graph, big giant killer seat, and like this dude is. We couldn't keep up with him. Full throttle with our little killer steer, and he was out of there all the way to the back of Hauser Arm, no problem. Like it was dialed.
Beach up.
It's been amazing to see the evolution of kayak fishing. We started 2008 really was like the epitome of when everyone started, and myself included. And now everyone's going to have a motor out there, too. It's just the evolution of things. People are getting a lot more, they're capable, you know. They're trying to get out there and be on the water in same playing books as all the boaters and trying to make sure that they can get to places and access that they weren't able to before.
Yeah. You add that in with the Mirage Drive. You can run the Mirage Drive and the Bixby motor at the same time.
Yes, and that's what we do at Fishing Reps is we promote that because it does give you the flexibility to do both at the same time without losing the capability of using the Mirage Drive instantaneously, whether you're forward reverse, 360 version. It's really important that you are trying to capture every benefit you can with the two products and using them at the same time in tandem.
Sure. I was watching these guys at Barrett, and they were using the Bixby to make their long run. You know, they were the long, like, point A to point B travel they were doing on the motor. And then all of the fishing part of it, it was just, you know, a couple kicks of the pedals. All the positioning was done with the pedals. But then when you need to make a run upswell going the other direction, they'd kick the motor on and they'd fly right by everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can demo here. We're right here on the dock.
Yes.
Just come see you at the kick.
At the Warbaits booth.
At the Warbaits booth.
And okay. Also Bixby. And we have Warbaits here at the shop. We have the Neckbreakers. They're really great right now. They're just kicking butt in the bay and in fresh water. We have Kicker Pickle Kicks as well. They're at the shop, and everything is going to be on that sale. So if you guys want to
buy two, get one free.
If you want a great deal on this product, you guys need to come down today and get it, because this is really the only chance
stuff
that I've seen this whole season. I've never seen this kind of sale with our products before, and it's really important to take advantage of it, because you're not going to get it again for a while, probably a year plus. So
Steven, so the deal is you go into Dana Landing, you buy the products inside the story, or you can, and then you can go out and talk to Kevin about how to use them and stuff like that. Is that what?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
And we're giving a lot of product education, whether it's the A-Rig that, you know, Afrin makes from Warbaits. It's all here. Spinner baits.
You have all that stuff.
All of it's here. And it's and probably one of the best selections around. So colors, color-wise and sizes, we got everything. Really great place to come shop. Today is your day. If you're not already here, so come
and
get it.
You can match them up with some MC Swim baits.
That's right.
Jack and Corey are here. They'll style you out.
That's right.
Put that on your Warbait head and, and dial it in for you.
And the buy two get one free. It's not like it's limited to one size or one color. I mean, it's across the board on all the Warbaits products.
Yes. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think that the people right now that they're trying to, like, on the fence of, like, oh, I want to try the Neckbreaker, I want to try this. Like, this is a great time to come and get a great resource of education. We use this product literally every day at this point. We've been on the water for four straight days now. So we got the water behind the booth. You can come and see the product being used in the water. You don't have to even buy it to use it. Like, you can come and see what it looks like in the water before you buy it. It works exactly like we're telling you. You might even catch a spotty right off the dock.
That's cool.
The new Neckbreaker and those A-Rigs, I mean, they're hard to find, period. Like, they're, you know, it's a brand new product. They're, you know, not everybody has them. This is an opportunity not only just to buy it, but also buy it and get freebies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's a Neckbreaker? I haven't seen it.
So it's a swing head. So the head, like the normal Warbaits head that has the great, like, cutout gills and the eyeballs and everything, it has a separation from, it has a ring, a split ring, and then the hook. So as the bait moves through the water, it's actually rocking the bait at the same time. So every, like the MC Swim bait, any boot tail will create turbulence, and the two rotating parts of it, which is the head and the tail, the swim bait part, will actually create vibration. It's a lot more subtle than a chatter bait, but it's awesome. Like, it really, when you run it through the water, if you have like braided line, you can feel the vibration. It's very subtle. It's like a chatter bait. It also goes through grass amazingly well. Like, it, that is the biggest benefit, is it goes through grass, trees, any structure, flawlessly.
All right.
Nothing's like it.
Yeah, and if you want to know more fishing knowledge, there's nobody fishes more than this guy sitting right here, Kevin. I mean, do you fish every day?
Almost. There's a lot of people here that probably fish as much as me or more. So, you know, Dwayne being one of them, you know, he's going to be here too, and it's great to come get your knowledge when you can.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear what he's got to say too.
Yeah, well, cool. Kevin, thanks for joining us here. Go see Kevin at the Kicker booth there. It's right next to the Bloody Mary booth.
Yep. Perfect.
While they last, the Bloody Marys are right there.
Steve must have set me up perfectly.
Yeah. I was going to say that, Pete. You know, it's not just we don't have a bottle of vodka and some juice over there. It's a company, Backyard Mary, and it's free Bloody Marys and, you know, kind of watching them. I mean, they're legit Bloody Marys.
Yes,
I mean,
Bernard and I were looking. There's a bacon tower. Like, it's the real deal.
Shrimp, there's olives. There's, yeah, I mean.
They got
they
real deal Bloody
Marys.
Are they good? Are they pretty good? Yeah. Everybody's going here.
Thumbs up.
And then Cowboy's got free donuts and cookies over here, too. Cowboy, don't forget Cowboy. You can have a donut and cookie with your Bloody Mary. That'd be delicious, right?
There's some Traeger stuff, too, happening, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lunch at, sometime after Duane Diego's seminar. Yeah.
So. And then for lunch, there'll be Salty Crew beer provided by Jared and the Salty Crew Coronado Brewing Team.
Jared's here with all his Groms and the entire Lane family is here. It's it's a big event. So come on down, Dana Landing. Kevin, thanks for joining us, and sure appreciate you all the information that you give our people. And don't be afraid to talk to Kevin about learning more stuff.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to go get me a Bloody Mary now.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. This catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, there's spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, amazing poke kit, and the new ceviche spice. Stop by their location at Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's talk to the cast man. Buenos dias, cast.
Buenos dias, Ricky. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Morning, amigo.
Cast man.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, but hey, Pete, if you got a pencil and paper, I'm going to give you a list of stuff I need for you to pick up there at the...
All right, you got it. Yes, man. Yeah, Steve's going to pick it up. He's right on it. Yeah.
Yeah, and also those Bloody Marys sound really, really, really good. But we didn't get a chance to talk about the Pesca Panama trip before the we went down for the Loretto Rumble, so I just wanted to give a quick recap on that trip. We had 11 guys on that trip, and, man, I'll tell you, the tuna were on fire down at Pesca Panama, especially fishing around the Hannibal Bank. We had two fish that were just over 200. Of course, Dr. Gary always gets a big fish, and then we had Gary Litton and Carl Richards. They tackled a big fish, and this was on the first day, big 200-pounder, and during the trip, Mike Emmerich from San Diego, he got one about 130, but most of the fish were my size fish, 40 to 60-pound fish. Like I said, it was run and gun, get the tuna on the surface, the birds diving, and, you know, either throwing live baits or throwing up the poppers and some of the surface baits. But it was really, really an exciting fishery for those 4.5 days that we were fishing there. Also, a notable catch was Dr. Gary, biggest amberjack I have ever seen, biggest amberjack they've ever seen.
That thing was huge.
It shaped out about 108-pound amberjack. That thing was huge. And I was able to be on the boat when he caught that. And I took some great pictures of that fish. But the cabarrus also, we had cabarrus up to 50, 55 pounds. We had roosters, big Sierra mackerels. Notable was Gary Litton and Carl Richards. After that, tuna just kicked their butt the first day. They decided it was time to fish inshore. And these guys nailed snook, Sierras, jacks. I don't know, one day they counted 17 different species of fish that they caught just fishing inshore around Coiba and some of the other islands right around the area there. But it was really, really a great, great pesca trip. And we're going back again April 22 to 29 next year. And as of right now, we have, of the five boats that are available for us to fish on, we have 3.5 boats already booked for next year. So anybody wants to do one of these, you know, great trips to a beautiful fishing destination, give me a call.
It's a phenomenal place. Yeah.
It is.
And Steve and I and Ricky have all been on it. It is one of the best trips you could possibly go on. If you've never been Pesca Panama, it is unbelievable. In fact, you're making me want to go.
I know, right? I did the same thing.
So now, speaking of trips, have you worked the dates out for our fifth annual Loretto Rumble? Steve and I are dying to know.
Yeah, not yet. I'm waiting for the hotel to give me the go on.
Come on, man.
Mañana.
I'll be on a Monday.
Come on. I mean, that was such a great trip, and I have assurances this time they're really going to throw a party for us again, too.
You think so?
We just didn't let them know early enough, so they'll throw another good party for us for sure. And in addition to the regular party that you throw, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that
well,
was.
Well, Cass, if somebody wants to go, to go down to Baja, mainland Mexico, Panama, Loretto, all those great places, how do we get a hold of you at Cass Tours?
Well, give us a call at 800-593-6510, or you can check us out on the web at casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
All right. Talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate that call this morning.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got stand-up-to-the-mic questions, a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. We're live here at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. This shindig is really rolling.
It's
now.
Rocking
now.
Yeah, great. A lot of people.
Great job, Stephen Johnny.
You know what's cool. Really? How's that bloody there, Wayne?
It's Bloody Mary. It's awesome.
It's a good one, huh? Wayne and Steve just got presented Bloody Marys here. This is like the real deal Bloody Marys.
Yeah, they did a good job. This is cool.
And the bacon and the celery that's got that.
It's fully loaded and it's spicy.
It's a spicy. If they say it's like it's all about the kick, right?
Yeah.
And you know, one thing I want to add too is that Dana Landing here has a great deli.
Oh.
So along with your Bloody Mary, if you want to get one of those breakfast sandwiches, those things are awesome.
Any sandwich.
Yeah, all the sandwiches are great, right? Full-service deli, open right now, right?
You got it. You know.
Yeah.
We crank out all the sandwiches for sure. I mean, the deli has gotten busier than the deli can handle at this point.
I believe that, yeah. I mean, it's like a local secret spot. But unfortunately, you know, you mix that with summertime and then all the boat people and all the everything else. Like it's
just small, you know. We can't, you know, if we just put more people on. It's pretty much max.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys all know the quality of the sandwich and, you know, it still comes out quick. And, I mean, those guys rock it in there.
What's the most popular sandwich that goes out, you think?
The Alexis, for sure.
Okay. What's the Alexis?
That is basically almost like a turkey club on squaw, which is like a... Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to say molasses, but it, like a wheat type bread, and that like basically a turkey club with avocado, and it's probably 2-to-1 to everything else.
That's cool.
Making me hungry.
It cracks.
Sounds good. Yeah.
I'm a Skipper Italiano man myself.
That's a popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the breakfast sandwich is like a croissant with egg, cheese.
Get it with
the whole deal.
Yeah. You get a toast, English muffin, bagel. There's like four different types of bagels, or the croissant. The breakfast sandwich is the croissant. If you ask for it with something else, they'll do it. But, you know, egg,
whatever you want to do.
Your choice of meat and your choice of cheese. And
so if you want something to go along with your bloody and stuff. Look at the guys hauling off the MC Swimming.
Look at that.
And Corey's selling some product there, man.
You might want to get down here.
Look at that. Corey's going to move some product there today.
13-gallon
like trash bag. Yeah.
That was impressive.
Is that on those by a pound?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Looks like a produce bag.
Holy mackerel.
It had Baja Trip written all over it. I'm going to Cedros, and I know that I'm going to burn through a lot of baits. Like, why would you not get it at buy two, get one free?
Yeah.
Corey came in with, like, I don't know, what was it, like 6 or 8 of those big crates, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, Corey, whatever you don't sell, I'm taking for the shop. And he's like, well, there's not going to be any left. And I was like, he's right. I mean.
Did you notice the color? Christmas tree went by.
Christmas tree, yeah. Cedros. It's got Cedros written all over it, for sure. Hey, Wayne, so good morning. CCA Executive Director, and you and Chris are here. What are you doing at CCA here?
Guys, we have a lot of great things going on. The best one, though, is because we have so few events that we've done this year, we're doing the membership drive again today. We have, for $35 renewal, we're giving away a Sequelizer descending device.
Whoa.
So we're tying that in. I mean, that's a $50 value on its own. We're tying that in because of the issues with our ground fish fishery and the copper and quillback restrictions. We're going on a voluntary zero bag right now throughout the whole recreational and sport fishing fleet. Trying to do proactive management as we go into management restrictions in the next year.
That Sequelizer is a really cool thing, too, because you can set it in two different settings depending on how deep you want to get it, right?
Correct. And then just so you guys know, they actually come in two different descending depths, right? One's, it goes up to like 150, and the next one goes down to like 300 or something. So you get the right one for whatever you're going to be fishing for.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool device, too, that Sequelizer. You just basically clip it on the fish and just drop them down. And once it hits the pressure that depth creates, it opens on its own. The fish swims away on its own. You don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. It is the best of the descending devices out there. It's so simple to use. Everybody can use it, and everybody should be. They're on every sport boat in our fleet.
That's great.
We also got the big raffle going on today, guys. All the sponsors that are here, which there's a ton of them, we're having a great sponsor raffle right after the seminars today. So come on down and enjoy that. We got a couple of big events coming up. We got the LA Barbecue up in Compton Hunting and Fishing Club next weekend, Saturday. We got the San Diego Apps and Taps Banquet coming up at Portuguese Hall on June 18th, a month away.
Honoring Bob Fletcher and Ann Fletcher.
Bob and Ann Fletcher, they're getting our best award, which is the Anthony Shea Award. We'll be presenting that at that event. We just got done with the Coastal Social North up in 22nd Street, which was very successful. We're bringing that down here coming up in September. And then September 17th, and it'll be right here at Dana Landing. We'll have the banquet and the award ceremony. Guys, we're releasing white sea bass up and down the coast right now. It's that time of the year where all the winter fish are getting released. We're going to be doing broodstock replenishment trips probably over to Catalina this summer. And then we just got the results of the genetic study for Hubs that says the fish that are out there are all part of our broodstock program and our replenishment program, and how the original SAC study, scientific advisory study, showed less than a 1% replenishment by our hatchery fish is wrong. It could be 30 to 50% of the fish. And the fish that they've done, we got fish from up north and all the way down to Baja that have all proven to be part of the hatchery program, broodstock program.
So that's cool.
Very good results. We just sat the new science advisory committee for the advisory panel. And we're putting them to work to figure out how we're going to study the program going forward in the next 5 years. And then that's all getting in the works right now. But that coppers and quillback issue is a big one, the vermilion issue. And it's not because there's a lack of fish. And they've all said the same thing. It is a lack of proper data. We have not collected the right data they need to put into their fishery management models. And that's why we're being held back. And it's the same issue that we're having with our sheep's head. everybody who's been out on the water that's been out ground fishing can't get away from a sheep's head. We're in that 20-year cycle where they're everywhere. And we're being held to...
Just like the coppers.
Just like coppers and quillbacks, right? And the vermilion. The issue is that our fisheries management plan is so old that we're being held to a total allowable catch that is out of date. And it takes them so long to update these models and get the proper data installed in them that we're being held to a standard from back in the late 90s.
Wow.
And that's our issue. So we got
a lot of issues on CCN. Go by and say hi to Chris and Wayne. Join CCA. You get the free Sequalizer to go along with it. And everybody should be a part of CCA. Everybody should be a part of going to the events. I know Steve and I are on the state board, and it wouldn't want it any other way. It's like something we need to continue to do for our future of our fisheries.
Come Wayne, support the events.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have fun just like the rest of you. We want to go fishing. We want to have fun. So come out to the LA Barbecue or the San Diego Apps and Taps coming up here in the next month. And, come down here. We got the great raffle going on today.
Yeah.
Plenty of Bloody Marys.
Thanks, Wayne. Enjoy that Bloody Mary. And thanks for all that you and Chris do and all the hard work that you put together.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
I want to throw out a big hi to Carol Clowers, Al Clowers' dad. He's a huge listener of Let's Talk Hookup. Listens every Saturday and Sunday. And Carol's a little down and right now, but we need him to come back. So, Carol, a big shout out to you, and get well really quick.
Yeah,
there.
Big
time. Your son's quite the angler there too. He's quite the fisherman and guide. So Captain Clowers.
And you know where Captain Al got it from. I mean, there's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt that comes from the old man.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool, Carol. Get better.
So get better, and nice to hear from you, and get well soon. And look who's here. Conway Bowman, great to have you. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
Probably a couple of years at least.
Yeah. So you're still guiding, right?
I'm still guiding. We're getting right into our Mako season right now, fly fishing for Makos, catch and release fishing. And, it's going to be a good year. We had a great year last year, and, hopefully we have another one this year.
That's awesome.
When do you start?
Today.
look at his boat.
Right, you're ready to go.
Working with Captain Greg Stutzer this year, he's helping me out. And, so I think we're going to have a great year, and it's a great opportunity for people to go out with a fly rod, sight fish to a very large game fish that jumps out of the water.
So rad.
And then, we have the opportunity to release them too, which is really great.
Yeah, it's all catch and release.
All catch and release.
Yeah, and it's all on the fly rod.
All on the fly rod.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
What weight fly rod do you use?
We start with 12 weights, but, in recent years, the Makos we've been encountering some really, really big Makos. So Johnny here at the Landing has made me a couple of really nice custom rods. So they're one piece. And, they're probably 20 weights, 30, I don't know. They're conventional.
They're heavy.
They're very heavy. But, you can cast a large fly up to 30 feet, and then from that point on, it's a fish-fighting tool.
Yeah.
Now
you have enough rod that you can deal with a triple-digit Mako.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, because most fly rods, even large ones, because they're multiple pieces, those ferrules are usually the weak point, and those will break over the long course of a fight. So these one-piece rods are great.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you're here not only talking Makos on the fly, but you're also talking about Cast for Hope. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Cast Hope, I'm the regional director in San Diego, and I was brought on 3 years ago, and it's a mentoring program. So we take underserved kids and a mentor that they have, and we take them and we teach them how to fly fish, but also conventional fish. And if they stick with the program for 1 year, we will go ahead and buy them all their tackle, whatever they need.
Wow.
Not only the kid, but also the mentor.
Yeah.
And so the purpose is getting these kids and the mentor involved in the outdoors and then continuing on to fish. And the great thing is we take kids that have never really been out of sort of their area, like their neighborhoods, and we take them out into the, whether it's the Hodges wetlands or we take them out here on Mission Bay, and they're just experiencing not only fishing, but also they're out in nature.
Yeah.
So, they're seeing the marine life. We take them out to Lake Hodges. They see mule deer. They see, bald eagles.
Stuff they've never seen.
Exactly.
Before.
So fishing is a good way to get them introduced into that. Now, whether they stick with fishing or not, it's okay. But as long as they understand that, nature is a really important thing. So,
Yeah. That's cool. Awesome. So how does one get involved in that?
So just go to casthope.com and then basically all the information's there. We have a lot of fundraising stuff going on. So we have a fundraiser here at the Dana on August 5th, and we're going to have a band. It's a casino night.
Oh, okay.
And so, cool. Yeah, so we...
At Dana Inn?
At Dana Inn, yeah,
okay.
Dana Inn, yeah.
Right next
and
door.
Right in the ballroom. And we just encourage people to come down and participate. It'll be fun. It's a Hawaiian-themed casino night, so wear your best Hawaiian attire.
Okay.
And then it's all sorts of table games, casino games. We have a band, Paravan, and lots of great killer auction items from Yeti, from Orvis. We've got some travel auction items as well. So, yeah.
What a great cause.
It is.
Yeah.
And if we can help one kid and a mentor to get out in the outdoors and, expose them to the outdoors through fishing, hey, I'm stoked.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
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 Well, good. And you're here at Dana Landing through 1 o'clock today.
You got it. Yeah.
To talk about the program, get people signed up for the banquet. And,
that's correct.
Yeah. The big Hawaiian theme celebration. All right.
Wear your Hawaiian shirt.
And talk some fly fishing for Mako.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Okay. All right. Conway, always great to see
all
you,
right.
And good for you for putting together this great cause.
All right.
To take kids fishing.
Thanks for having us.
We're all about
right.
that.
All right.
For sure.
Right on.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thanks very much. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.